Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Glad you have tuned in on this Saturday because we have Sarah Mack in studio with us. She'll be with us. Ed Moore with the Independent Colleges and Universities of Florida. And, of course, Heather Thomas with another installment of Women to Watch. And we have Jason Butera, the owner of The Printery, in the Business Spotlight. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Protect your homes, family, and businesses with security and storm protection window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. We have over 18 years experience in protecting against Mother Nature. Our security film is resistant to strong winds and broken glass. It also provides an invisible barrier to smash and grab thieves and intruders.
Protect your family with the best from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800. Mention this ad and say, save 10% off your purchase.
So here we are on springtime Tallahassee weekend when parade organizers are saying, hey, in spite of the inclement weather, we've never had to cancel a parade, not planning on doing so now, unless, of course, there's lightning or high winds. Hopefully not that. So if you're making your way downtown to some of the springtime festivities, there's certainly a lot of that going on. And by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by TallyConnection.com. Do you know about this? TallyConnection.com, they love us. We love them. They keep us informed. And we like the fact that they provide us this calendar of events. You can go to TallyConnection.com. It's provided free of charge by the good folks at FSU Credit Union. How about that? And man, what a bunch of neat stuff going on. Tallahassee Farmers Market is in session, and of course we've mentioned springtime Tallahassee, the Jubilee in the Park, along with the Grand Parade. Gosh, there's so many different things. And we mentioned Sarah Mack. She will be in concert tonight down there in Apalachicola at the Dixie Theater. She'll be telling us more about that. Lots of neat stuff, folks. Get out there and enjoy it. It's been a week here in Tallahassee with not a whole lot of earth-shattering news, stories that keep us close to the activities related to the Florida legislature and the fact that they're in session. We'll learn more about that in the work that Ed Moore does in keeping folks aware of the needs of independent colleges and universities in Florida, and his perspective. The man has been in and around Florida politics for a long time. You're going to find out just how much he knows and who he knows that have been part of shaping Florida, and particularly this community. Let's see what else we got for you. Hey, by the way, the Tallahassee Jewish Food Festival is coming up. Did you know about this? Yeah, you know, we've all heard about the Greek Food Festival. Maybe you've been there. Well, there's a Jewish food festival, and it's coming up, let's see, that's April 6th. That's on a Sunday, and it's at Temple Israel. It's a fundraiser, but it's a fundraiser for the community. And you, according to my good friend Rick Oppenheim, you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy it, although it couldn't hurt. But, yeah, you know, who knew? I mean, you can get over there, and it's free to the public. You get in there, enjoy some of that food, and for the adult crowd, I should say, old guys like me, They do have some kosher wine for sale and lots of neat activities. You can check it out online. They're at TallahasseeJewishFoodFestival.com. How about that? A little shout out to my friends over there at Temple Israel. Let's see. We have, of course, in keeping with that, we have Hannah Keating standing by. She'll be with us here momentarily with events in a minute and give us a quick summary of some of those things going on. And you know what? If I want to give another encouragement to our friends at Tommy T's, these guys that every time I go in there, I'm further impressed with their civility, their professionalism, their competence, their accuracy, and just good-natured guys. Steve and John over there at Tallahassee's only Tommy T's. They are a rapid fire oil change facility, but they're also great mechanics, so they can do oil changes in a hurry for a better price than I've seen anywhere else. I think it's $22.50 plus parts. Man, beat that. And that's just an everyday price. And by the way, if you mention the show, Tallahassee Talks, when you go in there to get your oil change or whatever mechanic work you need done, service work on your car or truck, mention the show and I'll buy you lunch. They're going to give you a gift certificate, a gift card, for lunch or breakfast or dinner at Up and Smoke restaurant. How about that? That sounds cool, huh? All you got to do is mention the show. That's just because I love you guys so much. See? Who's looking out for you? Can I tell you something else, too? TallahasseeTalks.com is a great website, if I do say so myself. It's a great place to find out what's been happening. If you've been out of touch lately, it's okay because we record every show that we provide here every Saturday morning on 93.3 FM, our flagship station. And when we do that, we post it up there on the website, so you can go at your leisure, find the show you're looking for. If you search on a given name or a topic in the archive page, it'll bring it up for you. You'll find anybody. We've had the President Eric Barron and Representative Halsey Bashirs, and, Nancy Miller, Brian DeLoge were here recently, and Drew Tillman, one of our faves. Just artists and musicians and politicians and business people, university people. It just goes on and on and on. What a rich assortment, I guess you'd say, or a lineup of very talented, very dedicated folks. I think that's a fair assessment. People in all kinds of ways making Tallahassee what it is and what it is becoming. People like Betsy Couch and her involvement, or with Cascades Park, or recently Jules Graham, who came here and talked to us about Cascades Park and the particular to the amphitheater. Just a lot of good folks and a lot of good things happening. So this is a great show for you who want to know what's going on, that you can get involved and be a part of the conversation, right? You can always post a comment or a question or something at our Facebook page, or if you have a topic you'd like us to consider, email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Hannah Keating is here, and she has this week's Events in a Minute brought to you by Canopy Road Cafe. Hannah?
Thank you, Brian. Today marks the day for the long-awaited Springtime Tallahassee Festival. Activities begin at 9 a.m. with food, artists, pony rides, face painting, and much more. And all activities are free. The only thing you'll need is your smiles and excitement for the start of spring. The parade steps off at 10:30 a.m. on Monroe Street, just south of the intersection of Monroe and Brevard, and travels south on Monroe past the Capitol. The Chosen Generation Worship Center will be hosting their spring car wash from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Stop by on your way to the festival and get your car washed while enjoying a delicious hot dog, chips, and drink while you wait. A $5 donation is requested for the car wash, while a $7 donation is requested for the car wash and hot dog combo. In case you have forgotten Miss Junie B. Jones, bring your kids out to the Young Actors Theater for their production of Junie B. Jones and a Little Monkey Business. The infamous children's book will be brought to life this Friday, beginning at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 for children, $12 for students, and $14 for adults, and can be purchased online at theyoungactorstheater.com. Now, if you're looking for a night out on the town, come out to the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center and watch Childish Gambino perform this Friday. He has emerged as one of the most exciting young talents in music with his unique blend of hip-hop genres. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the show begins at 8. Student tickets are $12, while general admission depends on your seating choice. For general information regarding these events, be sure to check out our community page on Tallahassee Talk website. With your Events in a Minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Events in a Minute with Hannah Keating. Thank you, Hannah. We are just about ready to throw it over there to Heather Thomas. She's got another installment of Women to Watch. I want to tell you about the Green Room, Heather Baker. Folks, if you don't know about Heather Baker, this woman is a pro. She works with the pros, and she makes me, even me, look rather attractive, at least on most days. Heather Baker, The Green Room at Lake Ella. You need to check them out.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Tallahassee Woman Magazine's Women to Watch. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman, and I'm looking forward to continuing our series today on highlighting local businesswomen leaders in our community. Mary Laser is my guest today and was one of the first women I interviewed for an article when I first started with Tallahassee Woman 8 years ago. So it's an extra special treat to have her join me today. Welcome, Mary.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, Heather. Just always fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. We enjoy having women here who will speak to other women out there who are needing maybe some inspiration and some encouragement wherever they're at in their careers or stage in life. Mary Laser is actually currently the Director of Contracts with Career Source Florida and serves as a valued member of the Ambassador Panel for Tallahassee Woman's Women Who Mean Business Awards. Past positions that Mary has held include numerous management positions in the Florida Department of Education. And also, she has served as vice president, of the United Way of the Big Bend and worked with community leaders to raise more than $25 million in 5 years. In addition to that, she has served in local nonprofit organizations over the years to provide strategic planning, board development, and fundraising expertise. And that's just a little tiny tip of the things that Mary has done over the years in the community.
Fun.
And Mary's biggest fan and supporter besides us at Tallahassee Woman is her husband, Joe.
Yes, great support.
Mary, as part of the Women Who Mean Business Awards event with a theme of Women on Fire, we are encouraging our award nominees and recipients to share a flame of knowledge that will help inform, inspire, or encourage other businesswomen. What flame of knowledge could you pass on this morning to our listeners?
Well, Heather, thank you again. It's just a great pleasure to be here. One of the things I found just so important, women are everyone's busy. Women are particularly busy. And I found it's very important to give yourself some space and place. And what I mean by that is truly carving out some time, personal time for yourself so that you can revisit your personal and professional goals and move into a place that's creative, quiet, a place that will inspire you to really think about not just the present, but your long-term future and what's making you happy and how you wish to contribute. And it's I have found that to be very, very important.
You have most likely faced numerous challenges, I imagine, serving in the roles you have held. What was one of your greatest challenges, and how did you overcome it, or what did you learn from it?
During 9/11, we were about to launch the local United Way campaign, and of course, our focus went to the nation and helping the 9/11 victims and their families. But at the same time, we knew there were 44 community agencies with thousands of individuals in need in our local area. And what we did was really help nationally, but we focused on that mission. And what I found is with really, truly great leadership and individuals coming together with a common mission, that incredible success can occur. And we worked diligently, Heather, to raise a national record of gifts for our local area and also helping with the nation at the same time. And it was very rewarding to find that individuals in this community had great compassion, and they still have great compassion. And that's one of the things I like about Tallahassee Woman Magazine. It gives us an opportunity to see that compassion and how women are contributing. But in this case, it was truly a community coming together.
As a businesswoman in Tallahassee for many years, you have been witness to the exponential historical rise of local women as entrepreneurs and, as you're illustrating here, business leaders. How is this encouraging for you, and why do you think this is happening now?
I believe women have greater opportunities of information. And I believe women are looking in their community, but they're also looking at global needs and national, international needs. And there's a greater understanding of how to find the tools necessary for their own businesses, and to be able to analyze the tools. I think also that women have learned it's just very, very important to value the people with whom you work. And I have found that over and over in my positions. You take care of your people take care of your programs, and your programs lead to great success. And it's a very positive direction.
Speaking of moving in a positive direction, why did you want to become a part of the Women Who Mean Business Awards panel? And how has it helped inspire you? Because you really wanted our panel to not only help organize this event, but really get something back from it also. And what do you hope will come from the event?
I've already found it to be truly rewarding. Just this morning, I was reviewing one of the award nominees' background, and what I believe outcomes will be collective support, a great recognition of contributions of business and community servants in our local area, but also it's going to be an opportunity.
It is. It is interesting in that, you know, we don't work in this vacuum. We're not just mothers, daughters, sisters, wives, girlfriends, whatever our role is. When we're business women, we're all of these things, and we're first and foremost, I think, like you're saying, the business leaders, the women business leaders, are community members.
Right.
They're truly looking at ways to not just further, okay, yes, this is my career, but how can I use my strengths and my talents or even my past mistakes and
right.
things that I really wish I would have done differently,
right.
and reaching out and sharing that flame
right.
with another woman. And I think with women, that's what I think we're born to do. We're born to make this connection.
Right.
And
there's a natural
talk
networking.
A lot. Yes, exactly. So I encourage everyone to help us celebrate businesswomen like Mary Laser at the Women Who Mean Business Awards on April 30th at the Women's Club. The nomination window closes on March 31st, so do be sure to take some time this weekend to nominate an amazing woman in business. The nomination forms, tickets, and sponsorship opportunities are available at talwoman.com or call 893-9624, 893-9624. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Heather. It's been fun.
Sharing your flame. And thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful springtime weekend.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are here with Jason Butera in the Business Spotlight today, and we have the pleasure of welcoming this very encouraging, very bright young man, very able individual who for a number of years has been the proprietor, the owner and operator of the Printery, which I think was at one time called the Printery Family, and I think maybe the family died or something, so now it's just the Printery. Jason, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
So correct us now. What is the correct name for the business?
Well, technically, it's still the Printery Family.
Ah, so the family's still here.
It's, well, in theory, we don't. We just go by the Printery.
We just don't talk to the family much.
It still says family on a lot of stuff.
It's not
right?
A family idea.
It's not really a family.
So, but the Printery has, for its history, been kind of a family affair. I remember when Jim Reichert began the business,
right,
years
76.
Ago. Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Long time.
And so this company has served small business, big business, state contracts, state bureaus.
A lot of FSU work in the early days.
A lot of stuff, yeah. I mean, everybody knew the Printery mm-hmm. was the place to go. And now, somehow, they hoodwinked you. They
yes.
they
yes.
bamboozled you. They kidnapped you.
Right.
And got you to buy this business.
You can call it fate or a sentence, depending on your perspective, I guess.
Well, as you know, friends, we tried to bring to you those folks around town that we know who make it their business to try to do business in a way that is good for everybody. And I can tell you on first count that we've been the recipients of much of what the Printery does. Very well. I would say probably mostly the manner in which they do business. And Jason, you bring a kind of clarity, I guess, in a matter of factness about let's just get it done.
Right. Well, we try to make it cost effective, customer service friendly, and not rake you over the coals. You know,
yeah.
We would rather you spend a little bit of money with us several times over the course of several years than just taking it all from me at once.
Well, so. And I can tell you how many business owners that I know, or managers, or people just trying to get print jobs done, and they get this sort of attitude from the people that are doing the print job because they don't know what a pixel is,
right.
Or they don't
right.
know how to size a photo properly, or what resolution the photo should be in if it's going to be printed properly. You know, those are important questions.
Right, and
but
I
you
would
don't
tell
approach
you,
it the way a lot of people do. You're, I think,
well,
a little more generous.
Well, we expect that most people are going to come in not knowing what our business is. And if they didn't know what our business was, then they wouldn't need our business.
Yeah.
So we go into it knowing that they're going to give us stuff that is incorrect, not quite how it needs to be, and give them ideas of what they're really looking for, how to make it more cost-effective, get us the information we need, files, etc., to make them look good.
Without making them feel bad.
Right, right. I said, we know going into it that they're going to bring us file types and information that is not going to be right for the product that they're trying to get out.
Uh-huh. Most often, anyway.
Most often, right. And that's where, you know, we always say that there's one thing to keep it local. A lot of businesses that claim keep it local. Don't do local printing, I can tell you that. But it's one of those things where, you know, you want to make sure that you're keeping that customer happy, making them get what they need.
When you say don't do local printing, what do you mean?
Oh, a lot of folks that you will hear on the radio, et cetera, doing ads for local business we've tried to do business with, and they're getting it done not locally.
Ah.
That's kind of a
little hypocrisy going on in the marketplace.
A lot of hypocrisy going on. Huh. You know, printing's in Tallahassee, there are probably 30 print shops. There's a lot of competition. And, of course, you can go online, and any day of the week you can find someone with a lower price.
I see.
Easy to do.
So,
but, again, what you don't get with that is you're sending them the information that is not correct, that is not exactly how you want it. You pay for it up front. By the time you get it back, it's wrong.
So there's no curation. There's no guidance.
Right, and that's what we try to sell. That's what we try to sell is once you leave it with us, it's – you know that it's going to come out
Get you where you need to be.
Right.
And in the process of doing that. So in the process of getting, let's say, business cards printed, I can go online and somebody's going to sell me, 30 or 100 or 200 or 500 business cards for some skinny price tag. But I could actually get it to you. And not only will I get a good price, I'm going to get all the service and support and the curation you're talking about.
Right. Well, we're going to let you know that your photograph isn't going to look good once it's printed versus
what you see
on the screen.
What are you trying to
say? However,
You're talking about my photograph?
No, we can't do anything with your photograph. That's a moot point if ever there was one. Yeah.
You had to bring that up.
But what you see on your computer screen is not what you're going to get in print. It's just the two don't correlate. I can make your screen green or blue, and it's going to print the same way most times. Not what your computer screen
looks like. See, I actually look better when I'm blue, but that's a different point altogether.
Thank goodness for Photoshop when we get your stuff, Brian, because we can make you look like a beautiful man.
Indeed.
The beautiful man that you sound like.
The right face for radio, folks. Right. I'm here.
Absolutely.
So, but you didn't always do printing and stuff. You have a very unusual background.
I've been doing printing and stuff for over 20 years, though.
Ah, okay. But prior to the 20 years, you were involved with the FSU
Flying High Circus, I was.
Yeah. What did you do there?
Well, everything. From ringmaster to flying trapeze to you name it, I did it.
And you had a good run at that, too. This is while you were a student at FSU?
Correct. Uh-huh. And then I went and did some stunt work after that. Uh-huh. A couple of shows over in Belgium for a while and out in L.A. and up in Minnesota. Played around a little bit. However, the reality is, if I break my leg making copies, I can still go in and make copies. I break my leg jumping off a building.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm done working.
So those days are behind you. However, it seems to me, because I've seen you in action, that it serves you well because you have this ability to juggle.
That's true. I can juggle.
There is an acrobatic aspect to what you do when you've got 60 million things coming at you at once. And, and I have the advantage here because I've actually been on site. I've seen this guy in action, folks. It's remarkable. And what a great team you have, too, in that y'all seem to really flow. You get it done.
Well, everyone's been there for, we have a couple of employees that have been there for over 20 years working at the printery long before I bought it. So they certainly know what's going on better than I do.
And you said 20 years. You'd had some experience then in other print shops around town or even outside of Tallahassee?
Me, personally? Yeah, I was over at Target Copy for 18 years.
Ah, so a lot of people would probably know you from then.
Absolutely, yeah. I worked with Maida and Kevin and Paula and Tracy now, who's the owner.
And you just didn't get enough punishment in the printing business, so you decided to be an owner.
No, well, what I decided is I went from an operation that was 24 hours a day to an operation that closes its doors, but now that I'm the owner, I have the
now
it's
48 hours
to go
a day.
In right anytime I want to and do. So the only difference is the doors are
from
locked
the
sometimes.
Hand to the fire.
Yeah.
Well,
nothing changed.
So
really.
How is it then? I mean, what moved you to want to be a business owner? I mean, honestly, there's lots of ways to make money in life. Clearly, you have a passion for this stuff, the business itself of delivering a printed product, and you're meticulous. I benefit from the fact that, man, you'll keep me in line. No pun intended.
Well, it was really just an opportunity that came up that I wasn't necessarily looking for. Seemed like a good time to do it. Maida Williams, who is my original partner, was selling the business to her daughter, and I was still a partner in it. But this other opportunity came open to buy the printery, and it was a good time to make the change because that way Tracy could take Target Copy and make it her own.
I gotcha.
Because I had already been there for 18 years, so it's kind of tough when you come in and you want to make the changes and different perspectives and
So this was your gig now,
right?
And
so
you
this
were
is
able to
right,
do it your way.
And it was a good thing. It allowed me to do what I wanted to do. Let Tracy do what she wants to do, and she's doing a great job over there.
Yeah.
And taking it lots of different ways that I personally wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah.
And I can do my own thing over here, and we still have a good relationship. We still trade some work back and forth. But that is our competition because a lot of people don't think that way.
They don't think that way, folks. The name of the business, the Printery Family, on any day of the week, the Printery. Jason Butera, the owner, and his good crew. Folks, you can find them online. Give us the
printeryfamily.com.
printeryfamily.com. What's the phone number?
877-6418.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
She is one of the voices in Tallahassee that has arrived just in time. She's been creating the music that is known for its soulful and folky and smoky originality. Sarah Mack and the Sarah Mack Band, bringing us a little closer to hearing what it is to be in Tallahassee. Sarah Mack, how are you, my friend?
I am happy and very happy to be here.
Like a goat in garbage, as I depart from my otherwise luxurious description of you. Here we have Sarah Mack, who remains remarkably a friend of the show. We've done everything good to push her away, but she's back. And what a pleasure to have you here. And we're in this next few minutes and through the next hour, we're going to have Sarah share with us some of her latest music and talk about the band and about what it means to be doing what she's doing. I know you got stuff going on. Every time I turn around, Sarah Mack is out there. You got to be tired. And tonight you're playing in Apalachicola at the Dixie Theater. How cool is that?
We absolutely love it there. It's wonderful. And it's kind of a nice break. Apalachicola, afterwards, then we spend the night and we have brunch the next morning. The pace gets to slow down just a little bit.
Just a smidge. And you will have, no doubt, a lot of friends in the audience. Do people keep coming up to you as they have in years past? Oh, I've just met you, or I just found your music, and I love you. Is that still happening, or you seeing a lot more of the old crowd that, or the old faithful, I guess, that show up at all your shows? I mean, how's that working?
You know, it's really interesting that you ask that, because just recently, like 2 weeks ago, we recorded a live album.
Yeah.
And I fully expected, when I looked at the ticket list every night, to see names of the old faithful fans. And they were there, but in fact, there were nights when I would say, who are these people?
I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, I don't. And that's kind of a wonderful problem to have. And sometimes they show up and I recognize their face and I say, oh, your wife bought those tickets, not you, or, you know, fill in the blank. But yeah. But it was still really encouraging to see these people that I didn't, you know, it wasn't my mom and my grandma and my sister all buying tickets.
In fact, your music, it seems to me, has transcended a lot of those otherwise, I don't know if it's right to say customary, but often occurring lines or where people, well, in fact, tell us about this song that we're going to hear now.
It's interesting that this is just what we were talking about. This song is a song that Charlie in my band, Charlie and Claire both watched The Walking Dead, which I do not do because I am scared of those kinds of things.
Me too.
And but they decided that we needed to have a song on The Walking Dead.
Ah.
So
leave it to Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. So we wrote this kind of spooky song and thought, where in the world are we going to find someone who will record just one song and do it, you know, super high quality? And so we got in touch with Jerry Gaskins at Gasoline Alley. And he said, sure. How do you want this to sound? And we said, have fun. Like, take us to places that are out of our comfort zone, because this song and this show are out of our comfort zone. So this is a new iteration of the Sarah Mac Band.
And what's the title of the song?
Backseat.
Throw it in the bag.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
Saturday will be warm and muggy, with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to high 70s, and overnight lows will be near 50. Winds at the coast will be out of the south around 10 knots, with seas of 3 to 4 feet occasionally building to 5 feet. Bays and inland areas will feature a light chop. Showers will taper off by early Sunday morning, with mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid 70s, and overnight lows will drop to the high 40s. Winds will be out of the north at 15 to 20 knots near the coast, and seas of 4 to 6 feet will occasionally build to 8 feet. Protected waters will be choppy, with water temperatures in the Gulf in the mid-60s. UV index will be 8 in the very high range. With your Tallahassee Talks weekend weather update, I'm forecaster Lauren Visson.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a beautiful Saturday, springtime Tallahassee Saturday, and we've had a great show thus far, I think. I'm having a good time. And I hope you stayed with me. And Sarah Mack is part of the show today, and a very charming young man who is aspiring to do even more and better and greater things. Hopefully he'll find his way along the path of public service and working with associations and helping all of us better understand how all that stuff works. Our friend Ed Morris with us. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing great.
You know, I tried to give you a few props there.
Yeah.
The young man aspiring to...
I like the young part.
Well, I mean, you know. So I do want to stay in good stead with my guests.
Yeah,
you know, so you'll
absolutely.
Come back.
Yeah, and to be on with Sarah Mack, that's just a real joy.
You got to say, did I not do a good job here for you?
You did. Love her voice.
Well, and you know, I'm glad to hear you say that. I do too, and I think a lot of us do. And I will borrow a little bit from my conversation with her in saying that I think Sarah and maybe Drew Tillman and Del Sugg, some of these that we love and appreciate, are helping us find our own voice as a community. And they bring to us what might be that Tallahassee sound that will become more and more recognizable literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, they're very deserving of fame. And I know that's not what they're driving for,
yeah.
But if you listen to Charlie plays her guitar with her, and they're just fantastic. And
yeah.
I've got their CDs actually in my truck. They're in my stack in my truck, and I actually listen to them. So
playing tonight down there in Apalachicola at the Dixie Theater, and so we're in fact Sarah will be with us here within the hour to finish up the show. She'll. Hang on, folks. She'll be back, and we're going to have her do some more music for us. But we're talking with Ed Moore today because it's a legislative session in process anyway. I don't know how much progress, but process. And, Ed, you've been part of that scene for some time. For those of you who don't know Ed, he is the president of Independent Colleges and Universities of Florida, which is what, a nonprofit organization, an association of?
Association of private, not-for-profit colleges in Florida. We have 31 members, a pretty diverse membership with kind of a footprint all over the state. About 175,000 total students, 35,000 employees. I mean, it's pretty significant.
That's a good-sized footprint, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much
so. And in that regard, I'll have to assume that on their behalf, you're here in Tallahassee representing their interests.
Yes, I am. Here in Washington, D.C. as well.
Throughout the year. And so then, this particular time of year, when legislators are here, I imagine you don't get a whole lot of R&R. This is your busy time, huh?
Not much, yeah. I mean, it is very busy now, and we always look forward to the session coming in. I do.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a junkie to this kind of stuff. My first session, working session, was back spring of 1973. So I kind of go back a few years and been able to see, we were talking off air a little bit about civility and how politicians get along.
Right,
and,
right.
So I've seen a lot of interaction amongst politicians and between Senate presidents and House speakers and leadership and working with the minority and the majority. This is a unique session. There are a few over time that have been this way, but it's rare to see two leaders like Senator Don Gates, the president of the Senate, and Will Weatherford, the speaker of the House, that publicly and privately show a level of respect and civility towards one another. They don't try to outshine. They don't try to turn the light off of the other guy and shine it on me.
Yeah.
And it's made the process run relatively smoothly. I mean, there's disagreements and there's priorities and those things. But they've found a way to keep the heat down and the intensity on policy and not politics.
More light, less heat.
Yeah.
With that, if you think back over some of those years, and this dovetails into the conversation we had last week with Bill Cotterell, who, for his part, has been...
Bill was here when I started.
I mean, he's one of the, according to Dave Hodges, the dean of...
most assuredly.
...political reporting. And, man, the stories that he can tell us, and we got into talking about the days when people like Reuben Askew were among us, God bless him. And I said to him, I said, do you think that we have folks in leadership now that are able to lead in that way? And he said, painfully, no, I don't think so. I think that we don't enjoy that kind of individual who is constantly looking for the public's best interests, and they tend to become more self-interested or interested in smaller issues. You agree with that?
No, not entirely. I mean, they're certainly, you tend to get lionized over time. Reuben Askew is a fabulous governor, and a lot of times the times help to make the man or the leader, and sometimes the leader influences the times. Reuben Askew did a little of both, but the setting was good. It's sort of like going back to Governor Collins, also lionized as a fabulous governor.
Yeah.
He stood tall when times were troubled,
yeah,
and that made all the difference in the
Interesting
world.
Interesting observation.
Yeah, some leaders changed the course of the state. I mean, I would say Jeb Bush as a governor set a high standard of quality and said we must do better in education.
Right.
Really focused and pushed on that.
Right.
And he gets beaten up on it all the time still.
Mm.
But he wants to set a high bar as governor, and he said, no, this is where we're going to head. Now people forget, that was 16 years ago when he got elected governor.
It's hard to believe. It's aging.
You know?
Hard to believe.
But if you look at the standards, you look at performance and testing and graduation rates and all of those things, how much better we are today than we were in 1998 when he got elected, it's because he forced the issue. That's leadership. So there are leaders around. Speaker Weatherford, as I mentioned, a stellar leader. So I'm not, we all look for different things in a leader.
At least we can see the top of the mountain.
I've been at the 22nd floor of the Capitol. I don't know if that counts.
So. I think that has some merit. In fact, folks, it's important to me, I think, that we continue these kind of conversations with folks like a kid, because honestly, the rest of us working stiffs are out here just trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And Ed, for his part, brings us the most pertinent points, I would say, the things that we really do need to be paying attention to. We're going to continue that conversation here in just a moment. I want to remind you that if you haven't done so, go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, and you'll be able to enjoy every one of the broadcasts that we've been able to bring you over this last 4 years. Can you believe that? 4 years. And I'm still here. I mean, wow. And so are you, and we're glad you are. Stay with
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Ed Moore. We've had an opportunity to learn a little bit about how this fella has spent his time over the years working pretty diligently, both here and in Washington, D.C., representing something called ICUF, which is the Independent Colleges and Universities of Florida. He's the president there. And Ed, you've got something going on with a sort of a joint effort with the Florida Chamber.
Yeah.
We want to get at that, but tell us what it is that this organization does, I guess. Maybe a good example of how associations function in trying to represent the interests of their constituents.
Sure. In Washington and in Tallahassee, policymakers, your elected officials, are always coming up with seemingly wonderful ideas as to how to help manage, regulate, alter what we do in higher education. So part of my job is to work with the people with these great ideas to either show them a better way, accept the ideas that they want to do and assist them in moving them forward, or stop them altogether. I mean, that's part of my representation. Uh-huh. We also work with them a lot on student financial aid, whether it's coming out of Washington or Tallahassee to assist students to, you know, we always talk about opportunity to access, that about half the students that get state grants to go to our schools, about half of them are the first ones in their families to ever go to college.
I get you.
If we want to succeed as a state, we need to have those people elevate to be able to finish school and get that good job and continue learning and continue going back to school. A quarter of the students that go to ICUF institutions are over the age of 25.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's very diverse as to who we serve.
So then how does ICUF help your membership? Obviously, the representation is a big part of that, the advocacy that goes on.
Yeah, we do collective buying. We create consortiums for buying opportunities. We have our own insurance companies that we've put together for property, casualty, health insurance, other things. A lot of association type related things that benefit our institutions. Okay. Help to hold down costs and at the same time create new opportunities.
And how long have you been doing this with them?
11 years. I've been here for 11 years.
And they put up with you all that time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's shocking. You know, so.
Is this what you wanted to do when you were a little kid? You grew up thinking someday I'll be the president of an association in Florida?
Or? No, actually, my departed great aunt used to joke with me when I was a little kid in Gainesville. I used to tell her I was going to be governor of Florida one day, and that I promised her, I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I promised her that she'd get to come spend the night in that big house, you know. But, you know,
generous of you.
life gets in the way, you know, and you end up doing all kinds of other things. But this opportunity came along back in 2003, and the presidents of the universities thought I would be a good fit. Obviously, it worked.
What were you doing before you had this job?
Immediately prior, I was the staff director for policy in the Florida House of Representatives, and I had about four different titles at the same time. It was a very busy year in 2003.
Yeah.
So I was doing a lot of stuff, but prior to that, I had been president of the James Madison Institute.
Okay.
And prior to that, I was in private business for 21 years.
What'd you do then?
I was in Illinois, actually. I left Florida back in 78, moved to Illinois, and was had a consulting company up there that I ended up being a partner in, and we sold it in 99.
Consulting for businesses?
Business development around the country. We were in 26 states working, doing utility negotiation and PSC work.
So you're one of the flaming liberals we hear about, is that?
No, not at all. Very business-focused, very growth-focused.
Okay.
So,
and in keeping with that comment, you have developed this kind of nifty Success Florida campaign,
yes,
in cooperation with the Florida Chamber. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a little seed that got put up. There's a little billboard on the way into the Capitol that's secede. All it says is secede by the Sons of the South or some group. I'm not sure who the group is. And it didn't send, I think, the right message. So Mark Wilson from the Florida Chamber and I put our heads together and came up with this concept of Succeed Florida, you know, thinking progress, thinking do well. And so there's a billboard on the parkway just down the road from the other one that says Succeed Florida. And their message is, take a look at where we are, how we got here.
Yeah.
Let's keep progressing. I often talk or give speeches on the miracle of Florida, if you think about it. When I was a boy back in the 50s, Florida was the smallest in population of the southern states.
Huh.
And now it's, I think we've already passed New York. We're the third largest state in the country. In about 55 years or so, we went from about 2.5 million people to 19 million people.
Wow.
That process alone is worth extensive conversation because you think of that short a time frame, 16.7 million people moved to our state.
Huh.
We've accommodated them with roads. We've accommodated the growth with schools and services and you name it. It's here. That's pretty amazing. Any organization or entity that could do that and how we did it is worth looking at.
And Succeed Florida is saying, well, rather than secession and pulling away and dropping out.
Let's set an example. We should be the example for the rest of the country as to how to move forward and how to be better. And Florida's leading the country now in a lot of ways.
It's interesting. Reminds me of the one interview I ever did with Jerry Falwell. He looked at me and he said, well, we just believe that it's better to light a candle rather than curse the darkness.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so this is a candle lighting procedure here.
It's a positive message that Florida's doing great and we can be better, surely, and there are things we've got to work on.
Yeah.
But let's keep going in
that direction. You think the governor is doing a good job?
I think he is. I mean, you look at the unemployment numbers that are dropping like a rock. This forecast that came out this week said by 2017 it'd be about 5.3%. When not just a couple of years ago, a few years ago, we were at 11 and 12%. Jobs are created. Wages are going up. We're growing again. Home prices have stabilized. Foreclosures are down. Short sales are down. We're a state on the move, and that's a great thing.
You said earlier that the times often bring out in leadership those qualities. I think when you've got a ship that's taking on water and fast,
you got to plug the hole.
And you need somebody who has that sort of discipline and rigor to say, I'm a hole plugger, and I will plug that hole, and somebody else will have to hoist the sails once I'm done, but I'm going to make sure this ship doesn't go down. And it seems like he's done that.
Yeah, you got to be able to point in the right direction in a stormy sea, you know, and otherwise you're going to.
Well, we're just ripe with metaphor.
It is, yeah.
Folks, we better stop where we are at this
it's
point.
It's springtime in Tallahassee. You know, it's a world of metaphors.
The pollen is starting to have its effects. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Ed Moore, our good friend, who has made it possible in his very busy schedule to be part of our show today. We've got Sarah Mack coming up for the second half of the show, and so you make sure to stay tuned for that right after the news here at the bottom of the hour. Ed, thanks for being our guest.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. If you've just joined us, oh my goodness, where have you been? Well, we're glad you're here, no less. And wherever you are, you may be listening We have listeners in Germany. Can you believe this? We have people living in Germany who listen to the show online, and I'm not exactly sure why, but I'm glad that they do, and I'm glad for you folks who are listening this morning in Seattle, for that matter, in Pittsburgh, and all over the country who listen online, courtesy of the audio that is streaming off of 93.3 FM, our home station here in Tallahassee, Freedom 93, and Barry Kay and company, everybody over there, a shout out to you folks for making it all come together. And our good friend Sarah Mack is with us in this last half hour, who was so kind in treating us to a song that is really fresh off of the recording studio. And here you are again with us talking about the show tonight. You're going to be in Apalachicola at the Dixie Theater. You ever think that as you're going forward from place to place that you would live elsewhere? I mean, you've made Tallahassee is your homestead as mm-hmm. such, and you grew up in this area, so feel like you'd ever end up moving to, I mean, it's hard to say, I know, but does that occur to you?
It's certainly something that we have talked about in the band. I mean, at this point, we've been a band for almost 10 years, and we are still choosing Tallahassee. I think there's just something to be said for a community that kind of rises up and supports you. And if I talk about this too much, I'll start getting weepy, because I think we find so many people here that are so excited about our dream. And want to get behind it and kind of hold us up, that we feel, I mean, very connected. I think that if we were to ever leave, it would not be something that we would lightly consider. And I mean, we've been to Nashville, and you know, everybody that we talk to up there is like, you have to move here. Tallahassee's not going to work. So I don't think I'd rule it out. But as of right now, it's our place. And I think we're pretty settled here.
I've asked Drew Tillman that same question. You know, and his response has been like yours. His roots are pretty deep here, even though he's originally from Pittsburgh. Huh. But he's lived in Tallahassee a long time, and his wife and his children, they're all here. And though he has traveled a good deal, I think Del Suggs is another example.
Yeah.
They keep coming back home like you have. And I wonder, is that you've mentioned the support that you have found among people in this community. Certainly your music has resonated with so many of us. Do you think that that's because your music is sort of characteristic of Tallahassee? Do you think of it that way? Is it a kind of Tallahassee sound in some respect, or is that hard for you to know?
I don't know. You know, I've talked to other musicians in Tallahassee, and we've kind of come to the same conclusion that there certainly is something, and I don't know if I've talked about it before on this show, but I've definitely talked about it before. There's something very special about Tallahassee musicians. And there's this weird thing with artists and musicians that I get jealous if you have success, because then that means there's like less audience for me. And I don't find that here. I mean, I socialize and have the phone numbers of other musicians in town, and I can't do that gig. Let me recommend to you some people that I know that would be wonderful. In fact, I did that last weekend. I recommended the new 76ers for something. And I think we're a really close-knit musical community. And so maybe in that way, we begin to influence each other because we listen to each other's music and we go to each other's shows when we're not working.
Right, right.
And so I think that in some ways, maybe without even meaning to, we're building a Tallahassee sound.
Cool. Drew has talked about this. Do you find that the venues are changing to where cover songs are not the rule of the day, that you're really able to come in and do your own music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's funny that you should ask that. We do a traveling Christmas show. And
of course you do.
So every year we travel all around and we do a Christmas show. And we take old songs and do our own twists on them. Neat. But they're still old songs that are copywritten, unless they're hymns.
Yeah.
And so we played this venue. So what's happening is a lot of new venues are choosing to not pay the licensing fees,
right,
to pay covers. And so their rule is no covers. You have to play your own music.
Interesting.
And so we get there with our Christmas show that they booked us for. And they said, oh, by the way, you can't play anything that you didn't write and don't own the copyright to. So our whole Christmas show went down the drain and all these people showed up for it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We had to tell them, we're so sorry.
Is Jingle Bells in the public domain? Can we do? No.
We really were. We were all there with our phones.
Gosh.
We split up the set list look through and see which of the songs were in the public domain.
That's crazy. Now, isn't that interesting that the economics are driving a otherwise what you might consider an artistic, let's say, decision,
yeah,
right? The club owners don't want to pay the ASCAP and the BMI and the CSAC fees. So now it opens the door for cover songs that you've been, or not, I should say, for original music that you would have rather done anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that particular show kind of turned out to be a wonderful thing because we were completely on the spot. And
how
just
cool
you got that. Really, you got the Sarah Mac band straight from the heart because we didn't know what else to do.
Without Rudolph. Okay, fine. No White Christmas here, folks. It's Florida anyway. What's the matter with you? Well, golly sakes, we're having a good time here with our friend Sarah Mac. I'm glad that you've joined us because this young lady is such a gift and a treat for us as a community and for our show. I know you've got another song to share with us. What is this one?
This is kind of another example of Sarah Mac band straight from the heart.
Okay.
This is a song that it's a little bit of an outlier in all of the genres that we use. And so it's never made an album.
Huh.
And the way that it happened is I was driving down the road and I called Charlie and sang it into his answering machine. And he and Claire put the music behind it and we took it to the studio and recorded it. Haven't yet figured out where to put it.
Folks, let's listen. Sarah Mac.
There must be something I could say to make you believe that the sky is falling. Don't worry, baby, you can hunker down with me and we can weather the storm. There must be something I could do to convince you that your world is faulty without me in it. Don't you worry your pretty head, we can weather the storm. Ooh, you're the warm woolen blanket that's wrapped around my shoulders to keep me cozy when it's dreary outside. You can pick up the phone and call me out into the nasty weather. Baby, anything to be together and hunker down with you in the storm. You could lock the doors and put me out and I would still come calling. Even when the rain is falling, I'd stand on your step in the storm. Thank you.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Talking with Sarah Max, so we're having this conversation about Tallahassee music, the music scene, the sound of Tallahassee, and how this nifty little Sarah Mac Band and Sarah's music have been part of that conversation and part of that sound for, what'd you say, 10 years you guys have been out there?
Almost.
Hard to believe. What, you started when you were, what, 10, 12 years old? Why not? And the fact is, that sound continues to grow and expand and what all that it does. But I'm thrilled, personally, to see... You know, I mean, I've been in Tallahassee 35 years, and my son, oldest son, Morgan, started here with his band when he was in high school and played all of the crappy little bars around town for $5 kind of thing. And, you know, he didn't do cover songs, and they hated him for it. And, you know, so here you are helping us not only hear more of what you find worth sharing with us musically, but I think helping us hear ourselves better, if that's a good way of putting that. I think that when we get to hear local artists sharing with us their local or their personal feelings and ideas and sharing with us musically, it really helps us know ourselves a little better. I mean, I know that's getting a little rarefied there, a little hazy, but that's how I take it. And I find with your music especially something that is this, it's a very different kind of sound, but how do you when people ask you about your music, how do you describe it?
We have a tagline that we use that it's probably 10 years old, so maybe it needs a little more editing now, but we call ourselves jazzy bluesy rock with a healthy dose of soul.
Okay. Jazzy bluesy rock with a healthy dose of soul.
But I think that there's kind of an easy, I call it a dump category, where you throw everything in that's a little bit on the margins that's Americana, and that's
right. And you are, as a vocalist, pretty versatile. I mean, I've heard you at the piano. I've heard you just. I mean, people have said to me, "Boy, she sounds a lot like Janis Joplin," and you've got that sort of, you know, organic, earthy sort of tone. But then you can step away from that for a moment and it has this very soft, sweet sort of feel to it. It's very unusual. Do you have one that, do you notice that yourself, or are you trying to go a certain direction, or is it more about it just interpreting the music at the moment? Or
I think you hit the nail on the head with interpreting the music at the moment. And I don't really know how to explain it. It's an interesting thing to ask me, because I process through it a lot, and I'm not always able to articulate it well. Yeah. But I think that the first time I ever heard someone call a voice an instrument was when I was hanging out with a music student who was a voice student, and she was like, "My voice is my instrument." And I thought, how pretentious. But then I realized that really it is. And when you come with an instrument, your goal is to make the song the best you can.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, you soloing or looking great. It's about adding to the bigger picture. And so I really do listen to a song, feel the song, and then try to make my instrument do whatever is going to fit that song best.
So if that's the case, are there songs that maybe you've not written, but that you tried to do that just didn't work and you had to pass?
I get pretty intimidated by Janis Joplin. I mean, I get Janis Joplin comparisons all the time.
Do you? Yeah.
But there's a lot of vocal stuff that she can do because her voice is fried. But it's fried in this, like, beautiful, like, gut-wrenching, like, straight to her soul way.
Right.
And I don't think that's something that you can fake.
Some of my closer friends will tell you that I've been known for my Joe Cocker vocalizations. I tell you what, we've had such a blessed morning here having Sarah Mack in studio with us for the entire 2 hours. Tell your friends if they didn't get to listen in this morning, it's online. We're at TallahasseeTalks.com. They can go back and listen at any time they care to. For our part, we are done for today, and we hope that you go down to Apalachicola this evening and enjoy the beautiful music of Sarah Mack, the Sarah Mack Band at Dixie Theater. We're going to close the show with this last song. What's the name of the song?
This song is a song about the Dixie Theater called To the Dixie.
Folks, that's what we have for you. You have a great evening. We'll see you next week.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.